Welcome to Mind Brews, your daily dose of information. Let's start. Shakespeare returns to roast brain rot. Satire on language, culture, and cognitive overload. Well, hello from the great beyond. It's I, Shakespeare's ghost, here to gaze upon this modern spectacle you call brain rot. Oh, how you flatter yourselves, thinking you've invented this whole mental rot business. As if I, the original peddler of rhymed nonsense and body wordplay in the 1600s, didn't have a hand in this very affliction. You think unlimited scrolling over memes and consuming TikToks is new? Please, I've had entire audiences hang on to every syllable of made-up words like eyeball and swagger. So, shall we venture forth into this digital abyss of cognitive decay? What is brain rot anyway? Brain rot is a modern-day cognitive predicament wherein the consumption of low-value digital content like memes, reels, and clickbait results in mental fog. Think of binge-watching videos of cats or scrolling through social media without any purpose. It's fun until your brain feels like it's wrapped in bubble wrap. It means the description of cognitive drain by overindulging in trivial and often mindless content. This infinite scrolling through memes, videos, and other quick fixes can eventually bring about mental fatigue and a lack of attention span. Brain rot results from too much good stuff, creating apathy in the mind, which is characterized by mental sluggishness, lousy focus, and an incapacity to care about anything meaningful. This isn't some light-hearted annoyance, it's a serious issue. Studies indicate that continued consumption of superficial content shortens attention spans and decreases the capacity for the deeper processing of information. Historically, society has always flirted with distractions, the bread and circuses. In the Roman Empire kept people entertained and distracted from more pressing issues. Today's brain rot, however, is a digital reincarnation of the same concept, except now it is hyper-fast, omnipresent, and impossible to get away from. Every swipe, scroll, and click feeds this affliction. Worse still, such content is addictively engineered, barring an overcrowded brain from even a moment of respite, sending dopamine bursts into overdrive until its addiction to quick-hit entertainment is all the brain desires. Cognitive decline. From Hamlet's soliloquies to TikTok's soundbites. Language had power, substance, and purpose back in my day. The moment Hamlet was contemplating his existence with, to be or not to be. It was a moment of depth and existential crisis compacted within words. Fast forward to now, and you've traded those monologues for TikTok soundbites. Where are your metaphors, your emotional depth? You've got these second-long memes, and before you know it, you're on to the next. The sad, crippling irony. Attention spans shortened, which results in evidently a nagging glitch in the digital revolution and is actually rewiring our brains. Neuroscientists have noticed a decline in critical thinking skills and an ability to focus on complex problems. Brain rot doesn't just erode intelligence, it's reshaping neural pathways. With continued exposure to rapid-fire memes, clickbait, and short-form content, younger minds get wired for instant gratification. Critical thinking, or that ability which requires depth, patience, and reflection, is being supplanted by knee-jerk reactions and superficial comprehension. Much as the Industrial Revolution brought social and economic upheaval, so is the digital age remolding cognitive development not necessarily for the better. What it took me years to perfect on stage at the Globe Theater is now poorer in comparison with the need for going viral within a second vocalist. In the times of Gen Z and beyond, the rapidity of digital consumption leaves little time for reflection, analysis, or even putting into question what is being consumed. The long-form essay, deep philosophical debates, or reading of books have become less desirable. They instead get trained to skim, swipe, and move on. But the worst part of this trend is that it doesn't stop with academic prowess. It bleeds into real-world decision-making, empathizing, and comprehending. Critical thinking about the biggest issues facing politics, science, and social justice is waning. The brain, after all, is a muscle. Feed it nothing but mental junk food, and it weakens. Gamers, memes, and the linguistic plague. Now, let's talk about gamers, today's bards of linguistic innovation, if you can call it that. Noobs, PWNED, and GG, are poetic versions of, shall I compare thee to a summer's day, right? Well, perhaps not. Terms and phrases have bled into the vernacular, from the gaming community having created a subculture of its own. While there's a certain humor in such a rapid evolution of language, it also talks to the bigger issue that the language is getting fragmented, simpler, and frivolous. Compared, for example, to the Elizabethan era, when new words like swagger or fashionable joined the English population already teeming with them, today's gamer slang often seems reductive. Gamers have contributed to the modification of brain rot. Its lexicon, the noobs, epic fails, and PWNED, has entered common speech. The slang itself, as much a part of the gaming culture, has become both popular and influential enough to revolutionize modern communication. As much as this cess of gaming terminology gives way to the funnier and more relevant expressions, it also entails an informal, even superficial quality of speech or communication. It is fun, of course, but shallow and transient. These words will have very little longevity, mainly because they are usually tied to a specific platform or trend. Gamers, much like bards, are important in the development of the language, but the question remains. What kind of mark will this digital dialect leave? If anything, we are gradually moving toward a paradigm where complexity and nuance are sacrificed at the altar of brevity and virality, which makes me think, isn't brain rot similar to newspeak? Is brain rot the newspeak of the 21st century? Now, I know my contemporaries, yes, I do keep up with modern literature, and I've read 1984. I see what Orwell was trying to do there with newspeak. For context, he envisioned a language stripped down to its bare bones, its skeleton, not just in the capacity for expression but in the realm of thoughts themselves. Fewer words, fewer ideas, simple. Words like good became all-encompassing, covering every positive experience or thing, whereas double plus good described something really good. It was the ultimate linguistic shortcut, designed to make complex, independent thought almost impossible. With a reduction in vocabulary, the party refers to the government would reduce the range of human thought, essentially narrowing minds to the most basic emotions and ideas. Is that not exactly what is going on today with brain rot? Look around. Take, for example, mewing. What was once an innocuous onomatopoeia for the cry of a cat means something entirely different. A minor facial exercise fad. One word, several meanings, used in completely different contexts, just like newspeak. Where Orwell's party had the aim of keeping minds under tight control with limited vocabulary, today's brain rot does something eerily similar, unintentionally, for as far as we know. The lexicon of digital culture has gotten oversimplified, flooded with slang that does little to get close to what we actually mean. You say, lit, to describe everything from a good party to an exciting moment, but where is the nuance? Where is the depth? In 1984, the goal was to erode independent thought by reducing the language, compressing it to cover multiple meanings and stripping it of its emotional richness. Brain rot today may not be as insidious as Orwell's newspeak, but the effect is similar, alarmingly so. Don't you see that the whole aim of newspeak is to narrow the range of thought? 1984, George Orwell. Where linguistic complexity is erased by an internet habit of meme after meme, that world deadens our capacity for nuance of emotion or reflection in our thoughts. Instead of politics or philosophies of gravity, we have a cacophony of viral catchphrases and shallow memes that may entertain but hardly challenge the mind. The language, which once expressed the richness and complexity of the human experience, gets truncated into superficial sound bites. Ah, if Orwell were here, I suspect even he would see the resemblance. Shakespeare's take on modern madness. What would I think of all this, you ask? Honestly, I'd be intrigued. The speed with which the language now changes, with memes, tweets, and viral videos, would definitely grab my attention. After all, I myself invented words, played with language, and delighted in linguistic evolution. But I'd also be horrified by the superficiality, or rather, lack of in-depth contemporary communication. What it took me years to craft in terms of dialogue, now gets boiled down to a few keystrokes by you. Your memes may be clever, but they lack the emotional or intellectual weight my words carried. Quote, the ghost of Shakespeare AD 2024. The key difference, however, was that my work had the goal of making one think, inspire change, and emotionally move audiences. Brain rot, on the other hand, seems engineered for swift digestion and immediate satisfaction. You're entertained, but are you ever really moved? Are your ideas challenged? I highly doubt it. T- Today's fast-paced digital culture often strips away the very elements that make language and communication so powerful as it once was. This is a pure work of fiction. The cultural implications, from Renaissance to rot, this is not about simple memes and gamers. Brain rot is the symptom of something culturally much greater. In the Renaissance, society was shaped by intellectual curiosity, artistic endeavor, and a deep appreciation for knowledge. In contrast, today, that opposite scenario plays out. While human attention shrinks and digital delirium increases, the capacity for complex thought decreases. Brain rot isn't a personal problem, it is now a societal one. The ease of access to information today is both a blessing and a curse. While the Renaissance required effort to be spent in acquiring knowledge, the digital age asks little more than access to a Wi-Fi connection and a smartphone. Yet, in that abundance, often the substance of the real intellectual engagement falls woefully short, scanning headlines, reacting to memes, and consuming content but never actually diving into the depth of things. It is ironic, really, while knowledge has never been more accessible, we seem to be more distracted than ever. Can we escape the rot? Not all is lost, dear reader. Brain rot might sound like an inevitable plague, but one can win back a decent amount of their cognition. First, one must be very cognizant of their digital diet. It's time to cut down on the meaningless scrolling through memes or binge-watching shallow, bite-sized videos. Instead, go deep. Read a book. I think I can recommend a few good ones. Engage in deep conversations, and look for long-form content that tests your mind. As I have wisely suggested in Hamlet, give me that man that is not passion's slave and I will wear him in my heart's core. I beseech you, dear reader, to seek out intellectual nourishment with the same fervor. By all means, partake in the frothier offerings of digital culture, but do not make them the focus of your diet. The key to avoiding brain rot, in the final analysis, is balance. Unless you wish to subsist on fast food, you really shouldn't feed your brain on superficiality. There's a world of intellectual nutrition out there if only one would seek it out. So, the next time you find yourself doomscrolling, pause a minute. Ask yourself, what would the intellectual, wondrous Sir Shakespeare himself do? Shakespeare's reading recommendations for the intellectual or the curious novice. 1. Hamlet, Pondering Life's Big Questions. A Real Page Turner. 2. Macbeth. Tragedy at its Finest, Truly. 3. Romeo and Juliet. This Was the Original Notebook, A Timelessly Tragic Romance. 4. Othello, Jealousy and Betrayal Galore. What a Wonderful Read. 5. A Midsummer Night's Dream, Fairies, Love, and Magic. A Whimsical Romp I Highly Recommend. 6. Julius Caesar. You Will Not See the Plot Twists Coming. 7. King Lear, Madness and Power. A Tragedy That Packs a Punch. 8. The Tempest, Magic and Temptation Bundled into One. 9. Much Ado About Nothing. Pure Comedic Delight. 10. Twelfth Night. Another Classic. 11. 1984. By George Orwell, A Chilling Dystopian Vision. Note the Newspeak. 12. Shakespeare. The Biography by Peter Ackroyd, My Good Friend Ackroyd, What a Wonderful Man. Like Minds and Whatnot, join the conversation. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this modern-day affliction of brain rot. Drop a comment below and share your experiences or perspectives, whether you're a fan of deep dives or guilty of the occasional meme scroll. And if you've got a passion for writing and want to share your unique ideas, Mind Brews is the perfect place for you. Whether you're into deep analysis, personal storytelling, or playful musings, we give you the freedom to write on any topic that sparks your interest. With easy-to-follow editorial guidelines and a personalized dashboard to track your work, Mind Brews offers the best of both worlds, freedom of expression and professional support. Interested? Get in touch with us at email protected and let your voice be heard.